It's fair to say that most rookies go through a sort of transition period during their first season in the NFL. For Steelers wide receiver Marcus Wheaton, he not only had to deal with the transition, but he also had two injuries to his right hand, one to the pinky finger, the other to his middle finger. So he's hoping to put that past him this offseason and try to make more of an impact on offense.
Well, honestly, I feel maybe a couple games into it, I started getting comfortable. When I got hurt, I sat out a couple games, came back, and I felt like it all started over. You know, so that was a little bit stressful. And then it happened again. I got a couple games in and got hurt, and then it got me thinking a little bit. So I just really want to, whether injured or not, you know, be comfortable with the offense and be able to play without overthinking things.
Wheaton also wants to make more of an impact on offense next season. His contribution this year was mainly on special teams.
Got to do some gunner work. I got to do some kickoff stuff, which I hadn't done in the past in college. You know, so that was new to me. It was exciting. I enjoyed it. Next year, I'm hoping to be more of an offensive guy, you know, and also contribute on special teams, you know, just doing as much as I can.
And he doesn't have to look any further than right next to him in the team's locker room. He's not sure how it happened, but it probably doesn't hurt that quarterback Ben Roethlisberger's locker is right next to his.
I really don't know, to be honest. When we got back from camp, I'm walking around because it was on the opposite side before, you know, so I'm walking around looking for my locker and right next to Ben.
And Wheaton didn't just spend last year picking Ben's brain. He also looked up to veteran wide receiver Jericho Cotchery. He went as far to say that he pretty much followed him around everywhere and was his shadow. For Steelers.com, I'm Missy Matthews.